Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Studying the nature and attributes of God will help us in refuting false teaching. We see this in 1 Peter 3:15. It also will help us have a greater reverence for God. You can see this in Job 28:12 and 23-28. That for the believer, when they think and meditate upon God, they have a greater reverence for Him. In fact, what we're going to go through in this series will be a list of attributes that I actually developed as a prayer list when I was struggling with prayer. My pastor mentioned to pray God's word back to him, and I started to do that. And thinking about God, I developed my prayer list, which was nothing more initially as these 31 attributes of God, and I still have them there today, to meditate and to think upon who God is. That causes me not only to have reverence for God, but praise for God. I end up having a great amount of praise because what I end up seeing is that God is so much greater than I. It causes me, as the psalmist has in Psalm 111, to have a praise for who God is. The more we meditate upon Him, the more we think about Him, the more we're going to be able to recognize the things that He has done, who He is, and the easier it's going to be for us to refute false teachers that come and try to walk among us, because we'll have the truth in the nature and attributes of God.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.